William Robert Tosh Plumlee, a former CIA contract pilot who flew arms and ammunition for the agency as far back as the overthrow of Cuban dictator Fulgencio Batista and the 1961 Bay of Pigs invasion, questioned if such arms dealing might be another off-the-books covert operation run by the CIA's Special Tactical Unit, akin to the arms for drugs deal in Iran-Contra and the Cuban project of the 1950s, in which both Fidel Castro and the Batista government in Cuba were sold weapons from American stockpiles for corporate profit. Numerous field reports have stated Plumlee flew arms to Nicaragua during the Iran-Contra scandal. In testimony to the U.S. Senate, Plumlee also said he returned to the U.S. with loads of cocaine during the Reagan years. Recently, Plumlee has worked as a photojournalist along the U.S.-Mexican border and participated in investigations into the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, Fast and Furious sting operation. Blue Lantern reports, which date back to the early 2000s, confirm that many investigations of the end users of weaponry supplied by U.S. firms were unfavorable, with arms sometimes ending up in the hands of foreign enemies. Although law enforcement agencies receive these reports in order to evaluate possible legal action, investigations are usually dropped due to foreign relations considerations. Even lawmakers who supposedly work for the public good are involved in the arms trade. Many legislators own stock in armaments firms. Some are more intimately involved, such as California State Senator Leland Yee, who in 2014 was indicted by a San Francisco grand jury for corruption and conspiracy to traffic in firearms. The irony of Yee's plight was that the Democratic politician was an advocate of stricter gun control. Yet a rampant and corrupt American trade in arms is the least of our problems. Despite George Washington's parting advice to beware foreign entanglements, the United States, since World War II, has followed a foreign policy of interventionism and adventurism that has only benefited the arms manufacturers. As of 2011, the U.S. had active military troops stationed in nearly 150 nations, including small countries such as Albania, Croatia, Estonia, and Ireland.